Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the news desk, I'm Kelsey Brennan Wessels. Pope Benedict XVI held his weekly general audience this Wednesday in the Paul VI Audience Hall at the Vatican. Chris Altieri reports.
Pope Benedict XVI discussed the life and legacy of St. Peter Damian. St. Peter Damian was a nobleman who was born in Ravenna at the beginning of the 11th century and became an accomplished writer and Latinist. Pope Benedict remembered him as a monk and a lover of solitude, who was also one of the eminent churchmen of his age, who was personally involved in the implementation of the century's papal church reforms. St. Peter Damian was an accomplished teacher and man of letters as well.
His fine sensitivity made him excel in poetry and enabled him to see the world as a parable, full of symbolic references to the supernatural, leading him to embrace as a mature man a monastic vocation at Fonte Avellana, founded not long before.
The Holy Father said St. Peter Damian was fascinated by the salvific mystery of the cross of Christ and promoted as the fullness of Christian living, a form of monasticism noted for its austerity.
Nourished by a mystical understanding of Scripture, St. Peter Damian enjoyed precise theological insights, especially into the mysteries of the Holy Trinity, our union with Christ, and the Church as a communion, from which he derived practical advice for living in charity with others.
St. Peter Damian was eventually called to serve the Pope directly.
In 1057, he accepted the office of Cardinal Bishop of Ostia and assisted the Pope with courage and dedication in the reform of the Church of his time. After 10 years, he was granted his wish to return to his monastery and continue to serve the Church with prayer and action until his holy death in 1072.
Pope Benedict prayed that the example and intercession of St. Peter Damian might inspire and renew us all in our love of Christ and his Church. I'm Chris Altieri.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.